It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, Papageno was trying to kill all the mouse. Of course, says that as his summer retreat. Good morning, Pat.
And that's real funny. Good morning. It's funny you mentioned that because my friend David texted me yesterday to tell me that he went to my cabin to check, and he said all the traps were empty.
There you go.
And that's pretty good. So far, he's been checking since he got back from Florida, which was the week of Thanksgiving. So we're 1 month now, and he checks on a weekly basis with nothing stirring at the old cabin.
There you go.
Yeah, and you can't say we haven't had cold weather, that's for sure.
Well, no, they definitely would have moved indoors by now.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But in the meantime, here we are, Christmas Eve day, and we'll have sunshine, mid-40s. Christmas Eve night, 15 to 20 tonight. If you're attending religious services, it'll be in the 20s. And then for Christmas Day, sunny 40. Thursday, partly sunny 40. Friday, cloudy, some spotty light rain or sprinkles. Not a big deal. In the low 40s. Saturday, we should be in the low 50s. Partly cloudy. And on Sunday, it's a Marshall Miles Sunday. Cloudy, rain coming in. Temps near 50.
Only near 50, huh?
Yeah, near 50. Yep, it's better than, well, a lot of people may be saying, well, I wish it was snow, but if you're traveling and you have to come back home, rain is better than snow.
I like snow when it's on the ground for Christmas. I don't like it necessarily snowing when people are traveling all around in great numbers. You know, that's totally different.
I agree. And I'm not in any way, shape, or form sounding cold about this, but you want to talk about luck. As you know, I head to Long Island tonight to my sister's for Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Tomorrow I head to Long Island to relative's house for Christmas Day. And I took off Thursday because I figured I was going to be exhausted. Guess what?
What?
I'll be going back to Queens on Thursday.
Why?
A friend of mine, his mom passed away.
Oh.
She had a long, long, long battle with Alzheimer's. In fact, I would think it's going on now about 11 years. And she passed away yesterday. So they are waking her only Thursday and Thursday night. So obviously I can't go Thursday night. So I'll have to go Thursday afternoon. So do you believe that I will be actually making the trip 3 times in 3 days?
Wow.
Think about you going into the city to your foot doctor 3 days in a row.
Not me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have no choice. I do have to go. So, I'm not thrilled about it. I'm very sorry for him. And the last 4 years, very rarely, I mean, his dad is alive, thank God. He was taking care of the mom. He very rarely would go over to see her because she didn't even recognize him. And he said to me, he said, Pat, he said, it doesn't make sense. She does not know who I am. He said, I'd rather not see her that way. I said, well, you know, people react to it differently. You know, you do what you have to do. But she's had that for quite some time. So that's it. So she's gone. And that's how Pat will end his day off. What do you think of that, Marshall?
I just think you'll be a very, people should be very careful around you on Friday because you're going to be very touched. You're going to be very, your fuse is going to be lit. Well, you know, what I look forward to now today and tomorrow are like, I'm going to watch once again, it came out last year. I don't know if you remember it on Netflix, The Christmas Chronicles with,
Kurt
Russell. Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to watch that again this year because it was such a fun movie to watch.
Yeah.
It really was unbelievable.
I like watching the Polar Express. Have you watched it?
I've watched it. I don't watch it every year, but I have watched the Polar Express. Yes,
I like
the
just movie. I marvel at the animation. I love the songs. I love the whole storyline. I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to see that. Obviously, doesn't look like I have too much time, does it?
Well, not in the next 3 or 4 days. No.
Not
in the next 3 or 4 days.
Yep, so it's going to be rough, but at least with all this traveling, I won't have to worry about the weather. And neither will any of our listeners, so that'll all be nice. What did you think of the Christmas tree?
The Christmas tree, the picture of Pat's Christmas tree is going to be up on the podcast page. So when you go to the pod on demand, robinhoodradio.com on demand, there's normally a picture of Pat, his weather forecast, and all his different maps. We'll also put the picture of the Christmas tree up this year so people can take a look at your Christmas tree there. It'll be up by about 10 minutes after 7. It's beautiful, Pat. Doesn't look oversized or anything at all. It looks like it fits there perfectly.
Yeah, it really. Well, don't forget, we cut quite a bit off.
They did a lot.
And we had to trim it, too. So, but, you know, I guess the hassle with that, carrying it, you know, dragging it in the snow for a quarter mile, it all paid off.
Yeah, but next year.
Oh, no. I already been looking online. I'm waiting for the sales on artificial Christmas trees. I'm getting artificial.
Man, you can't keep doing this. You can't.
No. I would assume the sales will start, well, probably not tomorrow, but the 26th, right?
26th, 27th, 28th, yeah, absolutely. And what's funny is if you actually go to some of the places,
yeah,
they have ones that are set up for display.
Display.
Those you get at like huge, huge, huge discounts.
The problem that I'm having that I looked so far is I don't want to pre-lit. I want to be able to change the lights, number one, and have different themes each year. And number two, I don't want a chance, these lights going out on the tree if they're pre-lit, because you can't even get them off.
Yeah, well,
so I want a tree that does not have lights on it.
Well, they've got those, and some of them, you might drive through Home Depot, just drive through. They might have a few that were on display, unlit ones that are on display.
Get them real like 75% off. Right?
Yeah. Those are a minimum of 50% off. So you can get like a $300 tree for like $150.
Yeah, which is not bad.
Yeah, so. And in 3 Christmases, it's paid off. That's right.
Yeah.
It's paid off after the first one because you take the money and the value, but then you take the trip up there, the trudging through the snow, the cutting it down, the bringing it back, and you're ahead of the game.
Exactly.
You're ahead of the game. Well, that's good. Well, now, we won't speak to you till Friday.
Right. Tomorrow, Weather Center's quiet. Thursday, AJ's on. And then I will be back Friday morning.
Well, to you and yours, a happy and merry Christmas, Pat.
And the same to all of our listeners, the same to you and yours, Marshall. And we'll chat on Friday and see. I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what gifts I get, because you're probably getting a slew of gift cards.
That's for probably. Well, I want you to know tomorrow morning, I don't know what you're going to be doing at 6:50, but you can think of Jill and I will be in here.
Oh, you're going to be there tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. What else am I going to do? I get up. You know, I can't. I'll be getting up, so I might as well just come in.
God bless you.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Pat.
And Merry Christmas to you, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can find it on demand, robinhoodradio.com.